This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is spending Sunday in Uvalde, Texas, offering comfort after a school shooting there killed 19 students and two adults on Tuesday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The president and first lady placed a bouquet of white flowers at the makeshift memorial outside Robb Elementary School, where the community has been gathering and grieving. Biden spoke with a few people before heading to Sacred Heart Catholic Church for services where some family members of those killed also worship. The archbishop says Biden understands and they're grateful he came. When the first couple left, someone yelled to the president, "Do something," and Biden replied, "We will." He also took time before heading back to the White House to meet with family members of those killed and first responders. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. schools have bolstered security in the aftermath of the mass shooting at the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Some of the changes include making visitors ring a bell and temporarily banning large backpacks. At least one district is ending the school year early as more details of the shooting come out. Authorities say it took officers more than 45 minutes to confront the 18-year-old gunman who killed 21 people at Robb Elementary School. Meanwhile, a school district in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 23 people at a Walmart in 2019, said that the school system there has reported receiving several threats, signaling the danger of copycat attacks. Key U.S. lawmakers expressed guarded optimism Sunday that the shocking school shooting would lead to at least small steps against gun violence. Since the shooting in Tuesday in the town of Uvalde, Democrats have been in talks with Republicans about potential